With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. What would happen if the U.S. farm and ranch industry was hit with an outbreak of foot and mouth disease? Iowa State University says research shows an outbreak would result in $128 billion in losses for the beef and pork sectors, $44 billion and $25 billion respectively to the corn and soybean farmers in America, and job losses of more than 1.5 million across U.S. agriculture over 10 years. That would be really bad, to say the least. And Dr. James Roth with Iowa State University explains,
this is a very difficult disease to vaccinate against. There are 7 different serotypes and 65 different subtypes around the world. And it's the World Reference Laboratory says you need 23 different vaccines to cover all of those potential subtypes of virus because you don't know which one you're going to get. So we need to stockpile multiple different vaccines to be sure we have the one that we may need.
To that end, representatives from the National Pork Producers Council, the National Milk Producers Federation, the National Corn Growers Association all joined forces and called on the U.S. Department of Agriculture to move as quickly as possible to establish a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. I'm Rick Worthington. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. If you missed any portion of our program, you can find it online at aginfo.net. You can also find us on Facebook.